HiBridge Audio presents The Earth Moved, On the Remarkable Achievements of Earthworms, by Amy Stewart, read by Heather Henderson. Prologue. There is a diagram of an apple tree pinned to the wall above my desk, an entire apple tree, meaning that the drawing shows its roots as well as its trunk and branches. The tree itself is only 5 or 6 feet tall, but the roots extend an astonishing 12 feet into the soil and spread much wider than the outer boundary of the tree's canopy. What's fascinating about the drawing is this. The part of the plant that we think of as the apple tree is, in fact, a fairly insignificant part of the full plant. It's just a squat, knobby protrusion at the top of a graceful, expansive system of roots. Or is the tree at the top of the drawing at all? In some ways, the tree really seems to be at the bottom of its enormous root system. When I turn the picture upside down so that the roots are on top and the tree is underneath, a much more graceful creature emerges. The limbs run like rivers in every direction. The shape of the root system is perfect, as airy and symmetrical as any arborist could hope to achieve through years of careful pruning. When the drawing is turned upside down like this, I am forced to think about the tree's function in a different way. The branches and leaves and fruit are significant, of course. They provide pollen for honeybees, branches for nesting birds, fruit for the gardener, and leaves to carry on the endless respiration of oxygen into the air. But now that I've taken a second look, I see that the roots are the real body of the tree. And I wonder, in a way that perhaps I've never wondered before, what kind of life those roots have underground. How far does the rain...